we come to our reading for today, which tells us Luke's account of the birth of Jesus. And you'll see the theme in bold print as you look at your orders of service. It's the theme of glory. Luke chapter 2, verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Fantastic. Well, why don't we say a prayer as we come to look at these words from the Bible together? Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the good news of Christmas Day. And we pray as we think about some of these words from the Bible that you would help us to realize what good news Jesus is for us and how wonderful you have been. And we pray for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen. For those who don't know me, my name is Sam. I'm the minister for Trinity at 4. We normally meet every Sunday at 4 o'clock. Down at Christchurch, where there's a bit more space for some of the children's things that we do. But we just love coming back here to Holy Trinity and joining with our brothers and sisters from Holy Trinity around Christmas time. So we're all here as well. Now, when it's a birthday, what do you sometimes put up in your house or perhaps on the door when you've got a party, just to make sure everyone knows it's a birthday? Yes, Mealy. Balloons. Now, I have got a few balloons.
Okay, now I do need a few volunteers, actually.
Okay, yes, Gabby, why don't you come up? And who else? Oh, dear. That one didn't last very long. But we've got one left. Josh, why don't you come up as well? Now, Gabby, which balloon would you like? Oh, what, you don't want the... Okay, you can have that one. Josh, which one would you like? Oh, you want the big one as well? Funny, Matt. Now, listen, I want you just to hold those nice and clear. Now, who can tell me whose birthday are we celebrating today on Christmas Day? Someone who hasn't said anything yet. Whose birthday are we celebrating? Yes, Eva. It's Jesus' birthday, isn't it? And we get balloons on birthdays. But, you know, we are going to help. We're going to use these balloons to help us think about something that the angels said. And if you have a look on our service sheets, you'll see the words written in bold. The glory of the Lord shone around. And then on the next page, glory to God in the highest. And then at the bottom, the shepherds return glorifying and praising God. Now, who can spot? What's the word that came back all three times? Glory. So we're going to think, what is it about Christmas that means we can say glory to God? And what does that actually mean? And we're going to think about these balloons. Now, I want you to imagine that these balloons represent how important we are in our lives and how important God is in our lives. Now, if we're being honest, which balloon is more like us in our lives and which is more like God in our lives? What do you think? Yeah, Mealy? Yeah, I think you're probably right. Often, this is how important we think we are. Okay, so you can hold that for a second, okay? So yeah, I'm going to just write a big me. Okay, here I am. I'm big and I'm important and I think about myself an awful lot. Now, here, I think sometimes is how important we think God is. Okay, maybe he's not completely unimportant, but he's a bit smaller than me. I think a lot about myself and maybe not so much about God. Now, when we say glory to God, what we're saying is actually God deserves to be much, much bigger. Okay, God should be the big balloon, and actually we often are a little bit, now we lost our other small balloon, so you're going to have to bear with me on that. We tend to be a little bit smaller. Okay, now we're going to come back to these balloons. You guys go and sit down. So what we're going to see is that glory means that God is the biggest and the brightest and the best. Thank you, Josh. Let's see if we can just secure these here. We are going to come back to those balloons a little bit later. Okay, so God is the biggest, he's the brightest, and he is the best. He is the biggest, and actually we are much smaller than him. And when we realize that, it's really good for us. I'm going to think about why that's the case. So we're going to look at those three times when the word glory comes. We're going to think about each one. Now, can you see the first one? Verse 9. It says, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around. Now, who can think? What other things shine? Can anyone think of things that shine? Yeah, me. Stars shine, Josh. Light shine, Emily. The moon shines, yeah. These. Gems shine. Lots of things shine, don't they? When it says the glory of the Lord shone around, it's saying that God is brilliant and bright. I was actually thinking, I wonder what the brightest, thank you, sir. I was thinking, I wonder what the brightest light in the whole world is. Does anyone know what the brightest light in the whole world is? Yeah, JJ. Well, you're right about that. But we're thinking about a light that people have made. Does anyone know? This is a bit niche. Yes, Gabby? Well, you're right about the sun as well, but that we didn't make the sun, did we? Here is not a very good picture, but this is the brightest light in the whole world. Anyone know where it is? Okay, this is the Luxor Hotel in Las Vegas. Did you know, this is called the Skybee, and did you know you can read a book 10 miles out in space by the light of this beam? That's how bright it is, okay? The brightest light that human beings have made. But did you know the glory of God is even brighter? The Bible says that God is the 100% God. He is 100% good. He's 100% trustworthy. He's 100% loving. He's 100% pure. And he's 100% fair. Now, let's think about us. Are any of us 100% anything? No, we are not. So we say, glory to God, he is the biggest, the brightest, and the best. Because of who he is, he's the 100% God. His glory shone around when the shepherds met the angel. So God is glorious because of who he is. But there's another reason that we say glory to God, and that's because of what he's done. So have a look at the second verse in bold. Do you see verse 14 there? Let's all read it together. Okay, verse 14, it's printed in gold, in bold. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. So God is the biggest, the brightest, and the best, not just because of who he is, the 100% God, but because of what he has done. He has done something that no one else could have done. He has shown us favor, or the word means
grace. So although we turned our backs on God, God said, you know what? I love you anyway. And I am going to give you a savior. And that's what we read in our reading. Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy. Today in the town of David, a savior has been born to you. Now, can you imagine that? We turn away from God, and what does God do for us? He gives us a savior. Now, none of us would do that, would we? If someone does something bad to us, normally we think that they should get told off for it. But instead, God, because he loves us so much, gives us a savior to rescue us. And that's why the angels sing, glory to God. They say, wow, none of us would have done that. But God is glorious. He's the biggest, the brightest, and the best because of what he has done for us. And if some of us have thought about God, we think, oh, well, maybe God is just a kind of a distant person in the sky who we can't really know. Well, at Christmas, we realize that he loves us, that there is nobody like him, and that he deserves all of the glory. And you know, the great thing is the shepherds got the message. So let's look at our final little verse printed in bold. Verse number 20, let's read it together. The shepherds return, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen. So do you see the shepherds realize, maybe they started the day thinking that, like we did, that actually, oh, I'm trying to find out where my writing is now. It's on the red one. This is such a big leap. Maybe the shepherds started the day thinking that they were the biggest, the brightest, and the best. But they ended the day realizing that actually God is the biggest, the brightest, and the best because of who he is and what he's done. And that's a really good lesson for us at Christmas as well. As we remember who God is and what he's done, we say glory to God in the highest, not glory to me. And so for followers of Jesus, we try to remember that actually I'm not the most important person in my life. God is the most important person in my life. And do you know, that does the most wonderful thing. And perhaps just a message for the grown-ups. Do you know, one of the reasons we get so anxious and so worried in life is because we make us the big focus. And so we get really worried. But you know, an amazing thing happens. When you say glory to God and make him the focus of your life, suddenly you realize that he loves us, he cares for us, and you start feeling a lot less anxious. It's actually how we're meant to be. Glory to God isn't just good for God, it's actually good for us. It's how we're meant to be, trusting and depending and glorifying the God who knows us, made us, and loves us. So what an amazing message of Christmas. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men. And that means that perhaps one thing that we need to do at Christmas is we need to pop our big balloon. Now, I need a volunteer to come and help me. Okay, Mealy, up you come. I have got here a pin. Okay, you got that. Now, anyone who doesn't like loud noises, ready? Oh. Try again. Oh, there it goes. So we pop our own big balloon and we say, not glory to me. And instead we say, glory to God in the highest. He's the biggest, the brightest, and the best. And at Christmas, we remember who he is. He's the 100% God. And we remember what he's done. He gave us a savior, even when we didn't deserve it. Well, doesn't that make Christmas the most wonderful day to celebrate? I'm going to pray, and then we're going to sing a final song together. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are glorious. You're the 100% God. There's no one brighter than you. You're the biggest, the brightest, and the best. And we're sorry for times when we make ourselves big in our lives and you small. And we pray this Christmas that we would give you the glory and remember how wonderful you are. And we pray that for Jesus' sake. Amen.